Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to an Adept English podcast designed to help you learn to speak English fluently. I love the English language, and I help hundreds of thousands of listeners speak English every month. Listen to this podcast today and see how your fluency improves. Hi there, and welcome to this first podcast of 2021. I hope that your English language learning is really going to make progress this year. And as ever, Adept English is here to help you. If you haven't yet done our most common 500 word course, and you would like to consolidate, to firm up your understanding of the most common, most frequently used words in the English language, then you could get the new year off to a really good start and buy this course today. There is no other course available which is like this one. So go to our courses page on the website at adeptenglish.com and get off to a flying start. You'll be talking English more fluently in no time. And if your English is good already, you can use our podcast to brush up your English skills. How about we start off the year with one of our English language learning shortcuts? If you've done our free course, The 7 Rules of Adept English, then you'll be familiar with the idea of the helping hand of Adept English. We try to give you shortcuts, things which make English easier to understand, simple secrets to instantly improve your English. So today, let's get back to some language learning. Let's do something about the mechanics of English. By mechanics, I mean the way English works. Mechanics, M-E-C-H-A-N-I-C-S, is a word which you might associate with physics or engineering. The mechanics means how things work, what the mechanism is, how something is designed. So you might also talk about the mechanics of the brain. Or as here, the mechanics of a language, how it hangs together. So what about the suffix able, A-B-L-E, which you will find on the end of certain adjectives in English? A suffix, S-U-F-F-I-X, is a word ending. And in English, like in other languages, words which share a suffix have something in common. There's a similarity. So what is the theme? What do words with the ending able, A-B-L-E, have in common? What do they share? Well, if we go with the word able, first of all, A-B-L-E, it's a word in its own right, of course. The word able means broadly that you can do something. You are able. So currently, in Tier 4 lockdown in the UK, we are able to go for a walk outside with one other person. So it means we can go for a walk. So able is used when we're talking about having permission to do something, but it's also used of people's ability, A-B-I-L-I-T-Y. So that's the noun that's related. Your ability is whether or not you're able, whether or not you can do something. So you might say of a child, oh, he's very able in maths. This means he has an ability in maths. His ability to handle mathematics is good. We also talk in the UK about disability. If someone is unable to walk or unable to hear or unable to speak, we talk about this as a disability. And a person who might be unable to walk or hear might be described as a disabled person. Or a person with a disability. So when we put able on the end of a word like comfortable, likeable, doable, it generally means able. So comfortable means able to give comfort, like comfortable shoes or a comfortable chair. Likeable, L-I-K-E-A-B-L-E, means able to be liked or easy to like. And doable, D-O-A-B-L-E, means able to be done or easy to do. Notice the pronunciation there. If able, A-B-L-E, is used on its own, it's pronounced with a long A, able. But if it's a suffix, then it has a short A, able, as in comfortable. It's as though we were spelling it A-B-B-L-E, but it's still spelt A-B-L-E, just pronounced able. Anyway, there are quite a lot of these words with able on the end of them. Once you recognise the pattern, both the meaning of the word and its pronunciation become easier. It saves time and helps your understanding when you've got a pattern like this which you can learn. There are lots and lots of words with able on the end, but some more examples are here. Unpronounceable, understandable, distinguishable, uncontrollable, unforgettable, questionable, measurable. Those are probably enough to be going on with. Let's explain each one of them and then you get the idea. Basically, to make each of these adjectives, you've got a verb and then the able added at the end to make it into the adjective. And of course, if it's got un at the start, it means the opposite. So let's go with each of those. Unpronounceable, first of all. Let's break it down. You can hear the word pronounce in the middle of that word. So if something is pronounceable, that means it's easy to pronounce, easy to say. And if you add un as a prefix at the beginning to make unpronounceable, then that means the opposite, not easy to pronounce. Think of the name of that volcano in Iceland, the one that put ash everywhere and stopped flights for a time years ago. Well, for most people, that's an unpronounceable name. Next one, understandable, an easier one. So again, the pattern, the verb to understand with able on the end to make it an adjective. If something is understandable, that means it's easy to understand. We use this to talk about emotions or emotional reactions too. If someone has a certain reaction, we might say, oh well, that's understandable given the circumstances. Notice that we don't add un here. We don't say un-understandable. That would be too many uns. We'd just say not understandable. The next one on that list was distinguishable. So again, the original verb here is to distinguish. And to distinguish means to be able to tell the difference, usually where two things are similar. So you might say, oh, I can distinguish the pronunciation of Spanish names from the pronunciation of Portuguese names. Or I can distinguish a satsuma from a tangerine, perhaps. Or if someone distinguishes themselves, say, as a writer, then they've stood out from the crowd. They're distinguished. It means they're better than everyone else. So if something is distinguishable, you can distinguish it. It's able to be distinguished. And the opposite here, well, we add in. Indistinguishable is the adjective meaning that you can't tell the difference. The next one on my list, uncontrollable. So again, let's break it down. The verb in the middle is to control, and that means to direct, to have power over something. Like I might control my dog, or when I'm driving, hopefully I control my car. So if something is controllable, then it's able to be controlled. It's within your power to direct it. And if something is uncontrollable, then it isn't. So if my car hits a patch of ice on the road, it might become uncontrollable. Or if I take my dog for a walk and he jumps up at every single person we meet, he's uncontrollable. Next one, unforgettable. So you've got it by now, perhaps. The verb is to forget, so that if someone or something is forgettable, they or it are easily forgotten. And if something is unforgettable, it means it made such an impact on you that you can't forget it. So if you have an unforgettable holiday, that might be because everything went wrong. It was the worst holiday ever. Or if your holiday was unforgettable, it could also mean it went super well. It was just right. So you have to listen to what the person says next to determine which it is. Questionable. Questionable means able to be questioned. So this adjective means usually that there's something a bit in question, something a bit doubtful here. The hospital employed questionable practices. That means there's some uncertainty about whether the hospital operates in a good way. A slang word in English for questionable would be dodgy, D-O-D-G-Y. Last one, measurable. So measurable, you've got it, means able to be measured. If you're setting up your objectives with your boss at work, you're doing an appraisal, then it's an advantage to both of you if your goals, your aims, your targets for the year are able to be measured. They're measurable. So there are a lot more words like this with the suffix able. But at least now you'll notice next time you hear one of these words, and you'll have a head start in being able to work out what the word means, even if you've never heard it before. Just a few more for you to practice your understanding on. Unbelievable. Fixable. Capable. Taxable. Inevitable. Livable. Lovable. That's your first Talking English lesson for 2021. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to hundreds more podcasts and learn more about our approach to language learning with our free English language course available at adeptenglish.com. If you're serious about your English language learning and you want to go further and progress faster, we have English courses ready to download at adeptenglish.com today.